The Guardian.
What this study is doing is it's looking at those 30% of couples who have problems conceiving, who go to fertility clinics, and after all the tests, doctors can't find anything wrong with them. So obviously there are a million and one things that can cause fertility problems. But for those patients that don't have anything absolutely findably wrong, they're basically diagnosed with what's called unexplained infertility. Now, for those patients, what you tend to do is clinics will almost always initially give them a drug called Clomiphene or Clomid. And the second stage of treatment is IUI, which is intrauterine insemination. Now, what this study suggests is that those two frontline defenses really don't have any beneficial effect on the number of live births you get than if you just sent the couples home and said, get on with it.
There's a lot of money at stake, of course, with all of this. And also, emotions run incredibly high. I mean, relationships have been able to split up over infertility. Do you think this survey is going to contribute to people getting the right kind of help?
I do, and the clinic that's done this in Aberdeen is already changing its procedures. It's calling on NICE, you know, the which governs advice for treatments like this, calling on them to change their guidelines. What they're saying is that although it's actually unpopular to tell couples that we're not going to give you treatment, we're going to send you home and just tell you to get on with it and maybe give you some advice on when to get on with it, it seems the sensible thing to do because these drugs have side effects. It will give women hot flushes. It will give them bloating and things like that in some cases. Obviously, IUI has, you know, isn't a particularly pleasant procedure. So these guys are saying, look, it's more fun and cost effective and less traumatic to just face the facts of what the evidence says and send the couples home.
One of the things, of course, that we're all susceptible to is if we're told that something can't work, we try every which way to try and make it work. And also there'll be those in the medical profession who'll say, actually, this is not correct, this survey, particularly those who probably have a vested business interest.
There will undoubtedly, and this is one study to come out. And what is interesting about this study is it's the first one to compare a drug against doing nothing or a treatment against doing nothing, whereas before people always compared drug against drug, treatment against treatment. So this is actually saying, yeah, well, are these any of these actually better than just having sex? And they're not. And, you know, I think fertility clinics will actually probably interpret this depending on how strongly the patients call for it. If the patient comes in and absolutely demands to have Clomid or absolutely demands to have artificial insemination, IUI, I suspect that may still happen, but it's more, you know, the evidence suggests that it's not worth them having it.
And finally, the pressure to try any kind of possibility, it really is on. If you go into one of these fertility clinics, you've got pictures of the babies that were conceived all over the walls. This is such an emotional area, isn't it?
It is. But what these guys are saying is, look, this is a lot of money we are putting into these treatments, and they are dished out very quickly to almost all of these people who don't have an obvious, you know, sort of diagnosable fertility problem. So why don't you just take that money and use it to fund more IVF cycles, which the NHS isn't particularly good at doing in this country? That is more effective, according to a lot of doctors. So that would actually help these couples in the long run.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.